Spiritual Advancement, the Object of Camp Meetings. Drilling in details of canvassing, tract, and missionary work, etc. I have held back from saying it because I thought there were some that would not receive it. But I want to tell you, from the light God has given me, the time that is taken in our camp meetings in the drilling of our canvassers should be at another time. It should be done in the several churches and in meetings especially appointed. It should not be done at our camp meetings. There are some other points that should not be brought in. There is the tract and missionary work, the drilling in the details of how to do the work. The camp meetings are for the spiritual enlightenment of the people, and the spiritual part of our experience is to be attended to at our camp meetings. Question: does not the same principle hold good with reference to cooking schools? Sister White: the whole of it. Elder Underwood: would you think, Sister White, that taking up the detail work of drilling Sabbath school workers would come under the same head? Sister White: exactly. It is not the place for it. That is to be done, but it has its time and place. Elder Underwood: suppose they should call a Sabbath school convention and meet for that purpose. Sister White: that is all right, and have those engaged to carry the burden of that work and not hold the people there to hear those particular things. They have no special work in that branch to do. The time is too precious to be spent in that way. Elder Underwood: I would like to ask a question on the point of having family meetings and allowing our brethren and sisters to ask questions in meetings appointed for that purpose. What would you think of that? Sister White: that is just the way it was in Christ's teaching. There would not be anything like a controversy, and after you have answered their questions, be sure that they acknowledge that they are answered. Do not let the question drop. Do not tell them to ask it again, but feel your way and find out how much you have gained. When any come in with a spirit of controversy, tell them that the meeting is not appointed for that purpose, but that it is to educate those that have been listening and could not understand some things in the discourses. It is not to get in their doctrinal and controverted points. What are our camp meetings put in different places for? It is that the people may be educated, and special effort may be made for the unbelievers. They should be sought out, and you should tell them, "Now we would like to have you, the unbelievers, come in to our special meetings. We are to do missionary work. Ye are the light of the world." Why is it that Christ went out by the seaside and into the mountains? He was to give the word of life to the people. They did not see it just that minute. A good many do not see it now, to take their positions. But these things are influencing their lives. And when the message goes with a loud voice, they will be ready for it. They will not hesitate long. They will come out and take their positions. There is a work that we have not done at our camp meetings that ought to be done.